Track 17. Susie Fowler Watt. Susie Fowler Watt, BBC TV Look East presenter, tells how after 20 years of writing for the Norfolk magazine, her current work, study and family commitments have meant, with a heavy heart, she has made the decision this will be her final contribution.
I've always thought how lovely it would be to have one of those newspaper columns where the writer just sounds off about whatever it is that's bothered them in the news. Basically, they're being paid to have a rant, very therapeutic on every level, although I'm sure they get a lot of pushback from readers who don't agree with them. This column is clearly a very different kind. First, because Norfolk Magazine is not about that kind of journalism, and second, because I'm a BBC bod, so I'm bound by its impartiality rules. No ranting allowed. It's not that I don't have opinions, but for the past 32 years, I've put them to one side when I'm working. People might think that's hard, but I found it remarkably easy to do. So this column has been mainly about my life in Norfolk. When I was first asked to write it back in 2003, I wondered whether anyone would be interested in me or what I had to say. I still wonder that every month when I'm trying to decide what to focus on. But over the years, I've found that whatever I write about, there are readers and listeners who relate to it, because my life is much like everyone else's. It can be very helpful to keep that in mind when times are tough. There will always be others who are going through similar or even tougher situations. So whether I've written about IVF, motherhood, mental health, looking after elderly parents, middle age, friendship or bereavement, I've always had feedback from readers who've recognised themselves in my words. Some have approached me in the street, others have written letters, emailed or contacted me on social media. I can't tell you how much it's meant to me to have people open up about their own lives and share what they're going through. I'm mentioning this now because I've made the very hard decision to stop writing this column. That's for a few reasons, but definitely not because I don't enjoy doing it. It's mainly to do with where I am in my life at the moment, combining my work at the BBC with my master's training as a psychotherapist, not forgetting the most important job of all, motherhood. I'm trying to be honest with myself and admit that I need to cut back on my commitments a little. I have nothing profound to say at this point. I'm not going to leave you with some grand snippets of wisdom, as I do not have any. The older I get, the more I realise that none of us have the answers. What I do know is that most of us do the best we can every day, and that in itself is worthy of praise. We love, we laugh, we fall, we get hurt, we pick ourselves up, we keep going. I've tried to be as open as possible about my journey, as I believe we all do better if we work together as a team. It's been such an honour being able to share my world with you over such a long period of time. I'm very grateful to all the editors I've worked with who have been unstintingly kind and supportive. This magazine does so much to celebrate this fantastic county we live in. Most of all, I'm grateful to you readers and listeners, whether you have read one column or many. Can you believe I've written more than 240, for taking the time to listen to me? I will miss you. Last year, my daughter was reading my column in the magazine and pointed out what it said by my photo in the top corner. I hadn't noticed that I was referred to as our TV queen. I laughed out loud, but was secretly very touched. Maybe later in life I can make a comeback in a different guise, Queen of the Rants.